How to Be Blessed by Dr. Lawrence Mwosa Asafo. Every normal person desires blessings. Real blessings include financial prosperity, sound health and peace of mind. One of the proper ways to be blessed is the subject of this message. Anyone who really desires blessings without adverse end effects must adhere to this teaching. How to be blessed is 1. Avoid ungodly counsels. Psalms 1 verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." Ungodly counselors include spirit of anger and anxiety, he character of backbiting and bitterness, the mindset of complaint and carelessness, the heart of despair and despondency, spirit of envy, fighting, fear, greed, hostility, hatred, ignorance, impatience, retaliation, etc. If an anger spirit counsels you to react when you are offended, the result is usually unpleasant and unacceptable. Anything unpleasant and unacceptable is not a blessing. If you permit the spirit of bitterness to rule over your heart, it does not bear good fruits. Any tree that does not produce good fruit is not a blessing to humans. If the spirit of carelessness enforces you to do any work, the job is definitely not done well. Whatever that is badly done does not attract blessings. When the spirit of despondency comes into your mindset will become very weak to act positively. When you are weak and negatively active, you cannot attract blessings. When character envy advises you to act, the end point is usually not acceptable. Proverbs 14 verse 30 says, "A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones." Rottenness of the bones is not a blessing to the body. If the spirit of fear speaks to your conscience, you will find it difficult to make progress. Whenever you are afraid to venture, you will not have blessings. When you hear the voice to retaliate, you will not be commended at last. When you act in ignorance, the answer or the result may not be error-proof. Anytime things are done impatiently, there will always be mistakes. Mistakes don't produce blessings.